This is No Big Spandex episode 111 for Monday, May 17th, 2010. This episode is brought to you by After the Power. With screen caps of over 175 actors in television and film, After the Power brings you up to speed with your favorite Power Rangers actors after they've left the spandex behind. Check it out at afterthepower.blogspot.com.
Oh no! Oh no, you have to read the last post on the Green with Evil thread. What's you up? Have to read it right now.
What's up?
Oh snap.
Go there, let's go.
This is being discussed right now.
Via Twitter, after letting Dan Evans, the dance off was terrible, and he should feel ashamed for being involved since it was Billy that was clearly the better dancer.
Gets better. He says,
ha 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 ha. There was a lot of argument in the office too. If it helps, voting was very close. Wait till Zach versus Alpha 5.
Yes.
How is? Oh my god!
Are you kidding? Okay. Oh wait. Okay. First off, yeah. Let's talk about Power Rangers first before like Tristan gets cut off. So, like randomly, internet disappears.
Yeah, completely randomly.
So
where the gay mafia catches up again. And
so computer. Oh wow. Let's see. I wrote down. First of all, this dance off, right?
Was the best part of the episode.
What? I mean, it's just... I don't even understand why... Okay, they cut out something, right? What did they cut out? They had to have cut out something.
I don't know if they did.
Goldar waving his big sword?
Because, like, it's a seriously long sequence. The whole dance-off thing, it's long.
For real.
Like, what did they get rid of to make room?
Because
it's 20 minutes. I mean... It's a 20-minute episode, so
I don't know, because I mean, this is the episode that I always point to when I say that, you know, there was just nothing
and
happening.
You're wrong, but
I'm not.
That's
I'm really. I, maybe this. Honestly, maybe this episode wasn't long enough the first time. Maybe they had to pad it out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
With like extra Goldar stabbing the ground footage.
Okay, that was like. Like a minute and change. Like it wasn't even that long. You see, this is what happens when you
Goldar,
like hype.
No, I looked at I looked at the bottom of my computer and it said that Goldar was stabbing at Jason for the entire first half of the episode.
Okay, I will give you. This is what I'll give you. The first like I would say like 8 to 10 minutes or whatever. It was a rehash of like. Goldar is, you know, going after
stab.
Jason.
Stab.
They're Slice. trying to get Zordon back. But then intercut with that was the introduction of Scorpina. So I will give
a really random introduction of Scorpina too.
Yeah.
It's time to call Scorpina. Okay. What?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, because I can. Let's send her to fight. Okay, let's stop her from fighting. What?
Well
what?
That
Why?
That was also kind of messed up.
That was the thing.
But that's the thing, though. Goldar was like, yo, Scorpina, you better come back here. And he was doing that because he wanted to handle it himself. So he was like, oh, no, I can't have no girl trying to, you know, upstage me. Yo, let me handle this.
Then they threw in the random Trini line. It's almost like she's preparing for a bigger battle. What?
What?
You've attacked the Rangers for 1 minute at a time 50 times in the last 3 episodes. Because she's preparing for a bigger babble.
Okay, this is what Zach said. Zach was all like, you know, every time Rita fights, she pulls back. And that's when Trini was like, it's almost as if she's preparing for a bigger battle. The quote-unquote bigger battle is the sun-moon eclipse.
Spoiler!
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, it was for that. And so one, at least Zach pointed it out though. Because they've all been really slow.
That's the problem, you never pull out. Never pull out.
So anyway.
But yeah, I mean so I will give them credit that they said some stuff that I'm like, oh yeah, you just noticed. But then like, I'm sorry, like if they said one more time, I wonder if the Green Ranger has to do with this.
Oh my God. And after Jason comes back and they still can't piece it together.
They can't believe it. They're like,
Oh my God.
wow,
That was,
dang.
yeah, that was hilarious. He's like, you guys are never gonna believe what happened. It's like, really? They're not gonna believe it?
Tommy
Like,
is a complete a-hole to all of you. Tommy flat out lied to you about Jason showing up. You got attacked right after you were talking to Tommy, and you can't figure it out. Oh my God.
yes, they are very remedial. Very
But I
remedial.
mean, but I mean, it's like when he comes back from the dark dimension, they act like they have no idea what could have happened to him, or like it's a mystery or something, like he was
Yeah.
kidnapped by,
Pineapple the clown.
They're like, we have to
He was
find
turned into
Jason.
cardboard.
We don't know where he is. I'm like, oh my goodness, you have seen Rita like 15 million times out of these 2 days, and you don't know what happened to Jason.
Who else?
You
You
are
don't
the
know.
power. You are the Power Rangers. You're looking for another Power Ranger. You have one villain, and you can't find the other Power Ranger. Guess who did it? Wild guess.
For reals. For reals. So
Oh,
yeah,
God.
look, all through all these episodes, they slow. I ain't gonna deny that. What I'm
It's like
saying is,
it's like when I'm watching Captain Planet, and they're like, "Oh my God, this river is polluted. Who could have done it? What? One of the eco villains? What? What?" It was Sly Sludge. I never would have seen that coming.
oh my goodness. But at least they had more than one main villain. Just
Yeah,
kidding.
seriously. It could have been a few. Could have been a few.
Just
It was like Carmen San Diego. Yeah, they had a few to pick from.
Well, but what I'm saying is that even though they're slow and stuff, it's not like nothing happened that you keep saying. Stuff happened. It did.
Very, very randomly.
Well,
What else
it's
was quote
funny.
unquote random to you besides Scorpina? Which, by the way, hello, yay, Scorpina. What? Debut? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still a big fan of Tommy having to train in the dark dimension for no reason.
It's
He
not
like
for no
throws.
reason. He let Goldar and Rita down, which is hilarious because Goldar is all like, oh, well, you had your chance and you let them go and whatever and blah, you had all that time. I'm like, Goldar, what do you really, Goldar? Really?
He had to
I
stab the
just
ground, and
I just
and
love
Jason was
that
turning
little
into a Super
guy.
Saiyan,
For
so.
real.
Oh God! You know what? I think this is their best edit of that kind of crap, like ever. Like I don't know when he did his and like it showed the little symbol thing next to him. I was like, you know what? Like it's still terrible, but at least it's less like I don't know. It's more dramatic somehow when Jason does it.
What about Goldar's crazy vertical slice?
Slice! And on the Japanese
Yeah.
on the
That
sides.
was mad scary.
Yeah.
A little T upside down.
I don't know, but nothing's worse than Dance Off, yo. I'm sorry.
No,
This
nothing is better than Dance Off.
Dance Off, let me tell you something. If Zach isn't dressed up as grandma getting it down, okay,
I mean,
then
'cause,
Billy wins.
okay, the
Just
episode
saying.
that's taken from has not aired yet. That's like in the future, right? Right.
Spoiler,
So
Zag dance. Yeah, it is. It's Itsy Bitsy Spider is the
yeah,
episode.
see, I don't like that. 'Cause now, okay, you're gonna watch it again. Like, like, I don't
To
know.
be fair, you used to watch it every week when it was in the opening credits.
It used to be. Used to be.
That's yeah, that's true.
They were trying to save us.
See, that's why they took it
Honestly.
out of the opening credits for the dance off. Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
And I cannot
Oh,
believe he's like, yeah, it was really close in the office. Are you And then, like, what? Billy's clearly the winner. Are you serious?
What? Billy was doing the white boy shuffle. That's pretty good.
Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. I mean, no, it just reminded me of like those old school video games or something. You know what I'm saying? Like old school. Like, and then you just needed like a really bad voiceover and junk, yo. Like, I just right in the middle of like something that's supposed to be quote unquote dramatic and junk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Green with Evil. Well, you know, you can say whatever you want, but it was like a stab at a plot, yo. Like, come on.
Okay, we'll pretend that's true.
I think part three is probably the worst out of
the
Oh,
five.
easily, easily.
It's, I mean, stuff happens, but it's not like, I just feel like we could just, like, aside from like getting Jason back, like really, or and Scorpina showing up and then leaving in two seconds later, like we could
Well,
skip.
we got that awesome story about Scorpina stabbing Babu in the head. That was pretty good. That was.
What?
They
I'm like,
told a whole
did I miss that?
story with bad. Yeah, like, you remember that time you stabbed Babu in the head? He cried for a week, and she's like, "Yeah."
Scorpina, wow. There are some things I forgot about her. Like when she came back from her fight for no reason, like, and suddenly she's like whining like a baby,
Yeah, for
like,
real. Like,
what? I completely forgot that. Like, wow.
for
She's
real. You know, and
so.
Goldar is all like a pimp or something. Like, yeah, that's right. Yax, you better come back. That's right, you better sit
Did they
down.
use the dance off to edit out the footage of Goldar being in two places at once?
Like, I know, I don't even remember.
Because originally in this episode there was a problem where like Goldar's in the dark dimension, but then they cut to Rita's palace and he's there.
I don't remember.
I don't remember Jack.
I'm saying, man, I think that's what maybe they edited that out and replaced it with Dance Off.
Dance off.
Because
Maybe.
you even still heard Goldar's voice when Rita looked into her scope and he was still in the dark dimension. He said, "Send the Green Ranger," or something like that, and it's his voice, and yet, or something like that. I mean, he's in the dark dimension. And he's talking about stuff that he shouldn't know anything about.
I don't, this whole episode, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't like, you introduce Scorpina like as she's like this powerful threat, and then she comes back
And sends putties.
whining. Yeah.
Actually, a lot of them are sending putties. You know, like if you follow Tommy, sends putties. You didn't know?
And man, they didn't even attack Tommy. That's so weird. I don't know what it could mean, but.
Like, man, Tommy lied? What?
There are so many times where they didn't attack people, like regular people, though. Like, I don't really see what's surprising about this
And
time.
then when Tommy like badmouthed Kimberly, and then Zach walks up and Tommy gives him a look, instantly I'm like, racist.
Stupid.
The look he gave Zach, I'm like, you racist. How dare you?
He was afraid the black was gonna rub off. Come on now. Come on
Oh
now.
no. Oh, Trist doesn't know about Whitewash Jones.
I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
You need to learn about Whitewash Jones later.
Later on.
I
Yeah,
guess.
it's just, yeah, it was really weird. It was like Tommy's all to Kimberly, like, oh, you're worried about Jason too, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, you can just stop
His
talking then.
acting was just
You can
amazing.
stop talking. Like,
And
you've met the quota.
we got MMPR's second kiss, also between two men.
That's right.
Yeah, and they had to obscure the
'Cause that was a big wet
smooch.
one though. I mean, really, I would obscure that too. Like mad
MM
drool and junk.
MMPR is crazy gay. Crazy
Corbin,
gay.
just bulk and skull makeout session. What?
Hello.
The whole bonk incident, and I mean,
They should do that. They should put Bulk and Skull versus Zach and Jason for Kiss Off. Kiss Off, come on. Who wins Kiss Off?
interesting. I cannot believe there's gonna be another dance off. I cannot believe. I hope
I
he's
hope
joking. I hope he's joking.
including Alpha, apparently.
I
I'm
hope they use the
scared.
exact same Zach footage again, like, but like reverse it.
Reverse.
Oh no.
Yes. Or have him do Jason's crazy kick that like flips the screen. I like
Oh
that.
God.
That was a good one. I like that one from the first episode. He can flip the whole screen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so all I know is that I didn't think part three was that bad. Yes, there's stuff
I
that was
mean.
like, what? But it wasn't like, okay, for like the first 10 minutes, I'm like, all right, let's keep it moving. Let's go. Come
Do
on. All
something.
right,
Let's do anything.
let's do it. But then the last 10, I'm like, all right, stuff is going down. And, you know, diabolical plan from Rita. You know, let's like drain the energy of the Megazord with the whatevers.
I didn't know the Megazord was solar powered until
Well,
now.
it wasn't until now.
Until now.
That's
Oh, okay.
they decided that it was for this episode.
I still like how like Goldar says, "Tommy, you must stay in the dark dimension." He does a couple of kicks and he's like, "I'm ready now." What? You kicked twice.
Ah, boss. He did a few. He did a few. A little more. A little something.
He was in there for a while.
It's like.
I'm ready now. No, you're not. Okay, punch, punch, punch.
Hey, now.
Real good use of your ranger.
Do you want them to cut away from his training, or do you want them to show more of his training?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was pretty enthralled by the five.
Too.
I was enthralled by the 5-minute argument between if they should send Goldar, or Scorpina, or Tommy.
Oh my!
That was.
Yeah.
That was longer than I thought.
That was really long.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, Scorpina just showed up, and she's supposed to be, like, this amazing threat, right? But yeah. She's whining. Well, okay, I've already said the whining thing, like, 5 times now, but it's still annoying because, like, then they send Goldar, who's been on the show for, like, a year.
Yeah, and what happens? Scorpina goes down there, she sends some buddies, she beats the crap out of Jason,
right?
And then gets recalled. Why? Why?
Because Goldar's jealous. He's the one that called her back. Hello, we've been over this.
You know, this honestly, this episode wouldn't have felt so worthless if at least this was the one where at the end they find out that Tommy's the Green Ranger. But really, nothing. How do you guys not know by now? You don't need Zordon to tell you. Holy F.
Look, for remedial children, it takes a little longer, all right? Just saying.
I don't know, man. This is getting real bad.
It takes a little longer. I mean, they have to wait until part 4.
Good Lord.
They need one more cliffhanger, dude. One more cliffhanger.
Well, I'm looking forward to part 4 at least. I mean, if we have to continue watching, then part 4.
Yes.
Where Tommy grows and we see the Scorpina monster thing. And
we start eating some smokestacks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's part 5.
Mm. No, he gets it in 4, doesn't he? He doesn't get it till 5?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I think it's the very last one where Dragon Sword shows up.
I don't know. Really?
I'm pretty sure, because, like, the whole thing is, like, him attacking the city and him...
Oh, wait, sorry, part 4 is the one with the whole Bulk and Skull trapped on the bus for everything, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I forgot about that part.
And Skull wants Bulk's mommy. That's right.
Oh, I'm just saying.
This thing never ends.
I'm just saying, look, let me tell you, part 3 could have been a lot worse. It could have.
It could have been a lot better, too.
Well, that is true. That is true. But
see,
it wasn't as bad as you were going on about it all the time.
Okay, are you yet to be at the point where you think this should at least be only 4 parts?
I would have to look back on it watching all 5 because I did not remember. No, I did not remember the whole, like, see it on the moon where they're talking about, like, you know, stabbing people and junk and who should go down there. And I didn't remember that at all. I'm like, wow, this is long. Like, really?
But it was really integral to the overall plot, wasn't it?
Basically,
it really held it all together.
You know, it's like, okay, fine. We have to see Japanese Goldar. Fine, whatever. Do what you gotta do. But dang, it was long. And then she was supposed to be so cool, and now she's all like, nah. I'm like, oh, come on. So I would give y'all that. I would give there are parts where I'm just like, really? Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is the episode that kind of, you know, but stuff did happen. I will just say stuff happened.
Stuff happened.
They did shoehorn Ernie in there. They got a little Ernie action in there.
Well, he wanted to watch the Bulk and Skull makeout. You know, he said ew, but his heart said yes.
His heart.
Disgusting man.
Yeah, I just loved it. I just loved in the dark dimension. Jason was all like, yeah, I would like to be bested by a human. And then like 2 seconds later, he's back on the ground.
Of course.
2 seconds later. I'm just like,
good job. Good job, Jason.
Good job.
Good job.
Wonderful.
So apparently it's not until later where they fortify the dark dimension where you can't just get teleported out. Because I thought that was a thing.
I hope that's the case because, you know, that was a little... You know, a little easy.
Because I know with the green candle, right? Billy has to use his crazy tuning fork things to create a dimension, and that's when we get the dramatic Zach line about if we don't leave now, Tommy will lose his life.
I don't remember. Maybe they just invented that idea for that episode, just like they invented the solar power for this one.
Yeah. That is a suck ass problem right there, where you got solar powered Megazord.
I mean, why don't they just keep attacking at night then? Like, really, like if you think about it, like really, just attack at night. The Raiders will lose.
That is true. Like, really. That is very true.
Just attack at midnight, you know, or something. You got hours.
Yeah. Well, it's like in Zeo when the Machine Empire finally realized, hey, after we like send an attack and fail, we should just attack them again right then. Keep attacking them. No F.
Yeah. It's better than what you've been doing.
Yeah, and don't give them like 2 days rest or something after each monster fight.
For real. It's like, yeah, if you're going to get more people to join your army and they're losing, why don't you just like pile it on? Pile it on well. Not, you know, oh, I'm going to fight you for 2 seconds. Nah, we cool. We need to, you know, talk about babies and junk. Because you know that's what's in the Sentai. It's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Goldar and Scorpina making babies.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, that's still kind of amazing to me that they're like a couple. And they have a kid who looks human.
Well, they were fighting in this episode like a couple. It was cute.
Heels.
Yeah, I think Scorpina was cheating on him with somebody. It had to be. I mean, with that baby.
Babu?
Come on. Well.
Well, she did sting his head. Just the tip.
Oh God.
Oh Lordy Jesus. But yeah, I was like, yeah, the last half I was like, oh okay, stuff is happening. Oh wait, it's ending. What? Because like the first half I was just like, I was waiting and waiting and waiting. So I, like the part where, I will give you what?
I like the part where Zach says to Jason, what, did you learn anything more about the Green Ranger? He's like, yeah, he's one bad dude.
He's like, he's a mean fighter. Some kind of crap.
Yeah, so like, I'm like, wow, thanks for the intel, genius. I mean, the guy that kicked our asses a bunch of times is good at fighting? What?
It's vital info.
Mm-hmm. It's totally worth it.
My goodness. Yeah, they're slow. They are. I think even back in the day when I was watching this, like, I was like, seriously, like, could you are for this? This is really no words. I'm like, can you just hurry up? Like, hurry. Like,
see, when this first started, I loved the idea of an evil ranger. But then by part three, I was officially like, oh my God, is anything going to happen ever?
Oh, come
and
on.
Stuff did happen in one and
it
two.
It was not even that
okay.
bad.
Stuff did happen. Half of three, a little bit on the rehashing side.
I mean compared to,
come on.
Compared to other episodes before this, I mean, stuff happened. I mean,
man, as a kid, Jason in the Dark Dimension felt like it took five episodes just by itself. It really felt like that.
See, yes, oh, Jared can talk about his feelings, right? Because it didn't actually happen that way. So there you go. It's okay.
I'm sorry, but this is a four-parter at the most. At most. Probably three.
No.
It's definitely not three. It's definitely not three. I would say that... I would have to watch all five, because I really don't remember. There's certain parts I don't remember. I really don't. So, we watch four in, like, 50 weeks. And when's the next one?
Is there another hiatus? Or, like,
Yeah, I think.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Because they really need to stretch this out to make it really feel epic.
Yes. What now? Like, what is...
Yeah, there's this thing called... Well, see, it's not... But it's the finals. They play that at night. So I don't understand. I don't get it.
NBA. Yeah, basketball doesn't start until the afternoon now, because there's only eight teams left.
Let's see. Hold up. Shut up. You computer, shut up. Okay. Part four is on the May 22nd.
Oh. Well, that's not too long.
It's not too long. But then part five is June 5th.
I mean,
so it's every other week.
Good God.
And then, they act and then, like this is some seriously like must-see TV. Like,
and then you wait like a month and a half to get.
Oh my God.
The trouble with Shell Shock.
Well, that is a good episode. That is a good episode.
Not good enough for
and
all.
So then July 17th is when stuff starts coming out every week, and then twice a week. So
the smart thing, okay. Wow, it took us long enough to get there.
Lord Jesus, this is the longest damn thing I've ever watched in my life. It will never end.
Well, over the span of time, yes. Over the span of time, yes.
Like, with the schedule, I mean, dang.
It is not that interesting.
Like, we're not going to get done with Green with Evil until June.
Jesus Christ.
Till June. enjoy.
Okay.
My God.
Can we move on now?
Well, there was so much that happened in part three. We need a couple weeks to digest it all and...
Exactly. Exactly.
All the meanings and
yeah. Actually, I don't know why you...
layers.
Yeah, I'm not being facetious. God. Are you? I mean,
it takes Rita a long time to prepare for a bigger bubble,
and of course, to apply her makeup and ask if Scorpina prettier than her.
No, no, of course not. Oh no, you old hag. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
It depends. It gets pretty close once she turns all Mexican.
Mexican. Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I was like, well, she does get younger eventually.
It's true.
Right?
She just keeps getting younger.
Then she gets really, old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know what she was applying to her face before, but wow.
And then she gets young again because, you know, she's trying to foil the plans of the Rangers to, you know, she went back in time. And all that stuff.
And somewhere in between there, she died.
Or something.
Yes. And then she went dancing with Lord Zedd. And sometime apparently had a son. It all makes perfect sense, really.
Yeah, I'm not following the story anymore. I don't think all that lines up, really.
What? Hey, you need to ask the Ranger Board, because they will tell you that Mystic Mother makes total sense.
You know what? I mean, oh, I don't even want to get into it.
Because
but
they are effing retarded.
No, I could see something going on there. I mean, I could sort of see it.
You have to stretch it really far.
Yeah, for
real. Really
reals.
Far.
Ridiculously far.
Okay. I feel like we've talked about this, so I don't even want to.
Well, Rita brought it up. Don't blame me.
Anyway, Ghost Sager.
Oh, wait. That's a good second topic.
Yeah.
Really brought it strong with that.
God, is there anything like good to talk? There's nothing good that we can really.
I like the part where the monster was like, "What the f is this thing?" Because I was thinking the same thing.
Yes, like to the new Zord. It's like, what is this monstrosity or whatever? I was like, exactly.
That's tied with Datus doing a handstand. That was. That was pretty sweet.
So he's upside down on the final formation, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty special.
Well. I mean, at least they tried to be serious in this episode, for the most part, which is a plus for me, at least. I don't know.
Until they all had to, like, start making love to their elements, that was weird. We must learn more about you, elements. We must embody you.
Okay, this is what gets me. This is what gets me. Yet again, this could have been a really good episode.
But...
but here's the problem. It wasn't the first opening scene, so I'll give them that. It was because it was all about the villains and whatever, and they're like, blah, blah, blah. But the first scene from the Rangers, We're awesome. We're great. We can't be beat. We're awesome. We are
Hey.
unstoppable. We can't be defeated. It is
And
so.
one of the guys told one of the girls not to get cocky. He did say that.
Well,
Blue
that is
said that.
true.
But then he was like, yeah, we are awesome. I mean, it is so black and white. They did not even like hint at it. They didn't even ease into it. They were like, right from the get-go, we're great. You know, like, what is
Anvil, Anvil on the head, kind of telegraphing the
Then they go to
story.
battle because, and then they expect, you know, the big kahuna to come. No, because they don't expect like another war star or whatever. They don't expect another minion. They expect the big guy to come because they're that awesome. Okay? And then they get the big guy, and then of course they're not awesome, right?
Knocked down a peg.
And I'm
It
just like,
feels very Mystic Force-y. Like, like they start off with being like, we can't be beat. We're gonna use our magic to make pizzas and da-da-da. And then by the end of it, it's like, oh, I've learned a valuable lesson that we shouldn't use our magic to make pizzas and that we're
no.
not da-da-da-da-da-da.
It is so black and white, it is not even funny. Like, it is not. I mean, granted, I love Blue's line. Like, wow, I just learned this right, you know, just the other day that I should be more in tune with blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, doofus. Like, but he shouldn't even have to say that because it shouldn't be like, yo, we're great. We're incredible. We're awesome. And then be like, oh, why did they take us out of the fight? Oh, we could have beat him. Yeah, we could have beat him. We could have beat him. And then Data has to be all like, you guys are stupid. Stupid.
Dude,
Idiots.
they even got yelled at by Nono Mumu.
That's right. No, had to tell him off. I mean, come on. It is just, this couldn't, because like the fights were cool and whatever, and
They were very good.
I just, but then they just ruin it with this whole, and then when they find out like that, one is at the ears and the red one are feeling the wind and junk, and then random dude is screaming at it or whatever. So instead of being like, let's ease into our lesson, it's like, diatribe. Yes, we must do this and that and this, and we have to this and whatever and blah and this, and we learn this, and now I learn everything by just standing right here. It was just so like paint by numbers, like, oh wow, let's like make them stupid. Okay, now like they have to fight and be like defeated, and then now they have to learn their lesson. But let's not actually learn a lesson. Let's just stand here and talk. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't completely understand the lesson, really. That like they have to trust in the earth or something. I didn't really completely get what they were even trying to say or what was different, like at the end. Like they forgot that their earth power, like, I don't,
Their auras were off because you know
but I
why?
didn't.
They were awesome! They were
Yeah, I mean,
great!
I
what
got the
was the
overconfidence part, but
I don't get the what was the explanation for why they were not off, they were off? I don't.
Because they were cocky and they were depending on themselves and their power and not being in tune with Earth.
Which
I thought their powers were based on being in tune with Earth.
Yeah, but remember when Red, let's see how many times he's messed up his own power. Let's see.
Well,
He
he didn't
and
mess
he
with his
ain't
own power.
well, okay, mess up by being losing a card, this, that. I mean, like, he's always like
Wait. So let me get this straight. You can lose your powers because you get a little bit cocky, but on the other hand, you can scribble on a card and create headers.
yes.
Yeah.
That seems a tad inconsistent.
Because no, the thing is, they're saying that being in tune and being one with your element gives you, even though that you're inexperienced,
That doesn't matter.
you can trust your element and it will guide you through, and you all that other blah blah blah.
Trust in the heart of the cards.
I feel like they're, I don't know. I felt like they were trying to be more profound than they actually
Exactly.
were.
That's the problem. The problem is when you set up like horribly, right? And then you try to like follow up with like just words. It doesn't it I mean I get where it could have been awesome. It could have been awesome. That's my problem. Like it was like but then they don't do the work.
It's kind of disappointing because I mean it does remind me of like past Sentai episodes where they the Raiders or whatever have like some kind of emotional crisis and then they make a realization. But in those other Sentai episodes, it was actually like it felt like it made sense, you know, and the realizations were more profound and like you actually were like with the Rangers like emotionally. Here it was just kind of like what? Like
I'm fairly sure the plot of this episode was stolen from every single episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Every single episode where you have to believe in the cards and believe in the powers, but don't get too cocky because if you get too cocky, you won't draw the card that you need. It's
I don't
very
know.
deep, very deep.
It was very deep. That's why they were around the tree.
You gotta believe in the heart of the cards.
That
That's
sucks.
how Seto Kaiba turned good. What? He believed in the heart of the cards.
Well,
And
good for
he drew
him.
his blue eyes white dragon.
Oh God.
Yeah, I mean, I get the message. They just didn't do it well, yo. Like, as usual, they don't do it well yet
Yeah.
again. So
And
I'm just,
I mean, I'll say like the action was like really awesome. Like I mean, for once, I mean, it felt like they actually spent a few dollars, like, to make it really kind of epic and nice looking. Just kind of wish the story was, you know, went along with it. I don't know.
By the way, I did notice that they made Nonamumu wear a bunch of green. Maybe he's the new Green Ranger, guys! Guys, I'm the new Green Ranger. Is that cool or what?
Oh my gosh.
Some people actually do think that he might be. It seems like every character that we see now is like, oh, maybe that's the new da 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 da. But I don't know.
Maybe if the father started like doing more than just looking at a telescope or anything, he was the new Green Ranger. Wow.
I don't
Maybe.
know, it's going to be tough to fill the shoes of Deka Green. I mean, he's pretty awesome. I don't know if Nonamumu can do it or not.
No. I just, yeah, I, wow. This, no. I just, no. It's just, why? Ghost Sager, why? Why?
Oh my God, last episode they had Data's get big. This episode they use all their headers combined. Next episode they get the effing ostrich.
Oh my
Stop it!
gosh.
Stop
Yeah,
it!
every episode they it's something every one of
It's
them.
way too
And really,
fast.
and the thing when like all of them combined with all the headers and junk or whatever, the thing couldn't even move its arms. It couldn't even fight. It was just like
No.
it was horrible. It's just horrible looking and disgusting.
That's the thing, we're gonna get the ostrich in 13, and usually around 17 or 18 is when we get the sixth ranger, so no rest, no
So here's
rest.
my thing though. Why have the big guy, the big kahuna, attack like so
Zordon.
early?
Oh. Oh.
Well, there's some spoilers or, you know, whatever, rumors, etc. If you want to
Okay,
hear
rumor,
it.
yeah, rumor time, rumor time, rumor
Maybe
time, time.
he's not the big bad guy.
There's a bigger bad guy?
There could be.
Yeah, it's been said that maybe basically this whole War Star thing, like they're going to be completely out of the picture pretty soon, like in a few episodes. And replaced by something totally different that we just have no idea about. So, anyway, which I'm kind of excited for because these guys aren't really doing it for me.
And no
So,
offense, but like I couldn't tell the difference between number one and number two. No clue. I was like, oh, one's got pointy stuff, but wait, the other one has pointy stuff. Wait.
one's a butterfly.
One a butterfly.
Yeah, one looks like an artichoke a little bit, but wait, the other one looks like a Porcupine. Okay, all right.
There's a red one, a yellow one, and a blue one. The yellow one is the strongest.
He's yellow?
Yellow. It's
Yeah.
green.
It's kind of green, right? A little
He's
bit.
yellow. He's yellow.
Well, his face is green,
His
mostly.
body's mostly yellow.
Eh.
They call him El of Yellow.
Wash, wash, But
Don't lie to you.
I'm just like, okay, look, if they go, hallelujah, because these people, he
I think
stinks.
the blue guy can stay.
The
I
blue
think
guy's gonna
he's
stay. He's the only one that's like challenging him, like, you ain't strong enough. You ain't
although I remember during Gowanger, everybody was thinking, you know what, these bad guys suck. They have to be replaced sooner than later, right? Right? Right?
Nope. Sorry,
Nope.
you're stuck with
Nope.
them.
Oh wait, sorry, they got replaced in the last like three episodes of the entire series.
But yeah, I mean, but it doesn't make sense though. Like, why would the big bad dude like, yo, let me bring out the big guns now. Yo, I'm like, what? Like, so early. Like, not
I would
even
have,
like midway, like early.
yeah. I was gonna say because like the main bad guy, if he's already fighting, even if he didn't like Megazord fight, it's still really early. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? In Shinkenger, he just sat on the damn boat. He sat on the boat and he drank.
Yes, literally. Like he just got drunk all day. Like,
Yes, that was his entire day was get drunk and yell at people and tell them to go fight.
just yeah, get the hell off my boat. Yeah, but Sky, he's more proactive, I guess. Which means he'll be dead soon,
I was gonna
probably.
say, he's asking for a killing.
But yeah.
Amazing. So yeah, I mean, that was the interesting part, the big guy's like, why is he out? But other than that, whatever.
I mean, I don't think this episode is terrible. It's just,
No.
No, it's not terrible. It could have been a lot because I was like, I saw it. I saw like, look, oh, I see what you're trying to do there, but you didn't.
Yeah, I wanted to be with it, like with them in there. Oh, I understand what I need to do, but yeah, it just kind of fell short a little bit.
I kind of liked it when the bad guy was like, "You guys are probably only fighting because you can't get back home." I'm like, "He's kind of right."
Oh, that's
Right,
true,
well,
actually.
yeah,
Yeah, I
actually.
did like that. Yeah, that is true.
Face. Oh.
Eat it. But. Oh, but the next episode apparently, the Skyic people turn into kids. Apparently, because
Awesome.
there's like a quick little clip of them as kids,
No,
apparently.
well, I thought that was like they were going back in time, like
Yeah,
as
I
my
wasn't sure if
God,
that was a
is it?
flashback. I wasn't sure if that was a flashback or they got turned into kids.
Yeah, I thought it was a flashback. That's what I thought.
Well then, dang,
Too damn lazy
okay.
to look at the raw footage to tell you, so.
They just like wearing the exact same clothes like their whole lives, I guess.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I mean, how else would we know who they are? Like, for real.
Well, jeez. I mean, just say,
Besides ears.
hey,
Besides ears.
besides your
Whatever
ears.
your name is. Hey, Arata. Like, you just say their name once, and I think we'll get it. Like,
Dude,
or
I
and
still
then
don't know their
and
names, yo. I call the chick ears.
come on.
What's her name?
If I think for a minute, I can tell you all five of their names, but it does take me a minute. Just because
No.
they're all themed on their elements, so I can remember them. But other than
What's Blue's name? Oh no, wait, Blue's name's Hyde, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
Hyde.
Okay. I
I know
wanna
their names. Yeah.
And Agri
Eddie.
and Atlanta
Monet.
and Airy and Yellow.
Yellow. That's her name, Yellow.
Oh, damn it, damn it, damn it,
Monet.
I just said
Nonomumu.
it. Monet.
For some
I
reason, I
remember
remember.
Nonomumu. That's it. I remember him. And Nonomumu's father. There's him.
Oh
He's there.
my goodness.
That's his name. Nonomumu's
Yes.
father.
Yes, Mr. Nonomumu.
Mr.
That's
Nonomumu.
how they address him.
Senior Nonomumu.
Yes.
I love it. I
Is anybody
genuinely
else? No, wait, Datus. Remember him?
Jesus.
Everybody else, I'm just like, yo, I don't
And
look.
Zordon. They have a Zordon.
Oh yeah, Zordon.
There's
Real. Master Head.
Master Head. Oh, these names.
Or Master Head-o.
I still never understand that about the Japanese language. Why do they add O's to words? Why?
Because everything has to be separated by vowels.
No, it doesn't.
Wait, what happened?
Well, for them it does.
Wait, what
happened? Every consonant has to be separated by a vowel sound. And so they just have this tendency to do O or A at the end of every word that ends in a consonant.
Oh.
They need to stop it.
Yeah, if your name was Ed, they'd call you Edo.
Oh, I see. So they call Hyde.
Hydo. Yeah.
Hydo?
Yeah.
Like Hydro?
Yes. Like Hydro. Hydo like Hydro. Yes, oh, and that works with his power too, yeah.
Yes!
Oh, I get it.
I'm so smart. Brilliant.
Amazing. Amazing. But yeah, I mean, seriously, like, I enjoy our talk about the episode better than the episode. It just happens that way. Kind of does. Don't lie, Tristan. You know you do, too.
It's just so disappointing, though. Like, because, okay, we were talking way back when, or I was, anyway. When Power Rangers, you know, when RPM ended, and it was like, okay, well, there are probably going to be some people, since there's no new Power Rangers, who are just going to try out Sentai for the first time, and it's like, this is their
first time. Aww.
Their intro. It's like, this is not a good example of, like, what Sentai can be.
Aww.
At least not for me. I mean, I know some people would hear me say that, be like, oh, it's awesome, but I don't think so.
Hello, Spy.
How's it going?
Did you not get our message?
No, I haven't been on there since this morning.
Oh, yeah, we started at 10 because I have to work early.
That's fine. I saw the PMs when I got home. I'm like, eh, fine. They don't need me. I signed on anyway. I haven't seen anything anyway, so I was just going to fake it.
You're going to fake it? Yeah.
I was just talked about all the awesomeness. There's no more awesomeness left.
Awesomeness.
That's fine. I hear that there's a cool dance off that I missed.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I haven't. No, I was going to fake it all. I haven't been home since this morning.
It's pretty amazing.
Is it?
Yes. It's the best part of the episode.
This is coming from the Ninja Storm lover. I'm just saying.
Of course.
Dude, it's friggin' amazing. It's Zach, and he's dancing, and then Billy's doing the white boy shuffle.
Oh my God.
It's awesome.
Literally, that's what it is. We can't even lie. It's that. Right in between the drama.
They proclaim Zach, because
you know, there can't be any tension at all.
The drama of Zach and Kimberly running after Tommy.
Yeah, and about to get pummeled by putties. Yeah.
I know, because they never actually beat the putties, so it's crazy.
Exactly. You have to watch it again and again. Duh.
Putty fights are pretty intense.
It can be.
Oh, my God.
When they got you tied to a tree?
Uh-huh. But that only happens with certain people.
Yeah.
Will not be made.
To get away.
Everybody else in the remedial class is smart enough to get away except for...
Are you serious? Because nobody else has ever been tied down, ever.
A certain mulleted individual.
Ever, really? We're going to go here? We're going to go there? Because I clearly remember pre-Green with Evil that they were tied up.
No, they're pulling out the Christmas lights.
I don't recall.
You don't recall? Are you remedial too? Is that what happened?
I believe you are making things up. Fabrications.
You need to go back to school, little boy.
Fabrications.
So, but yeah. So, it's cool. Did you guys get to watch the thread that I pointed out?
Oh, hell no. I clicked on that for 1 minute and turned it off.
Which one is it?
I have already forgotten. So, which one is it?
It is the... Let me just quote the title.
Yeah. Okay.
This is very important right now. It's amazing. Ahem. MMPR fan film... MMPR fan film Mighty Morphin YU Rangers Day of the Repeller.
I saw 2 seconds of that video and I shut it off.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was enough.
I have to read some of this because this is amazing. All right. So first,
2 years.
The first this person is like, hello, I just finished an MMPR fan film that I've been working on for over 2 years. Okay? So they shot an entire 15-minute episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on a set, blah, 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 New York, blah, blah, blah. Everything you've ever wanted in a fan film is here. Accurate morphing sequences, costume fight scenes, teleporting, explosions, sparks, blasters, giant exploding energy attacks, Bulk and Skull getting into trouble, as usual, and Tommy arriving at the last minute to save the day. Everything.
It does sound like everything I would want in a fan film.
Ever wanted in a fan film.
Wow. How did he know everything that I wanted? He is amazing.
And then he keeps and he continues to explain all the excuses of everything that we've ever wanted in a fan film. All these excuses.
It's bad. It's so, not very good at all. And I mean, I'm not sure what. I honestly felt like is this a joke or is he being like really serious about like saying like, oh, it took over 2 years and here's all of this amazing stuff that you're going to see. And
see, here's the thing. When I first clicked onto this wonderful gem, I did not read all this crap. I didn't. I just went to the link. I wanted to see it or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. Parody looks like a thing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then I started reading the comments about people. And I was like, why are these people being so harsh? Like, what is up? Like, dang. Why did? Then I read the diatribe. Now I know why. Because when you set up yourself to be like everything we've ever wanted.
Yeah.
I just don't. Yeah.
Then what do you expect? What do you think that people are gonna be like? Oh, you guys, you're just
A for effort.
Fun.
Yeah.
Serious?
Although I do have to give them credit that they did actually set out to make a video and actually completed something, because there's so many people who are like, "Oh, hey, does anybody want to help me write my fan film? It's gonna be epic. I need like 15 people, and we're gonna take a month in the summer, and we're gonna film this, and we're gonna put special effects on it. Oh, it's gonna be great. Does anybody want to sign up?" And then nothing ever comes of it.
That is true.
It's good that somebody actually took the effort and actually completed something
over 2 years.
We need to make our own fan film. We need to do it. We need to do it like we need to make our own Scorpion Rain.
Don't stifle my creativity.
Congratulations, Lisa. You have been cast as Tanya. It was
why do you have to stereotype?
Jeez.
Sorry.
She wants to be.
That is hilarious. I'm sorry. Like, first of all, I would love to be Tanya. Thank you very much. Second of all, I do. Like Dr. Tristan said, I give them credit for finishing it. Mm-hmm. Bravo. Good for you. But don't get all pissy when people are like, you know.
This is not everything we want in a fan film.
Right. Don't
tell you that your piece of is a piece of.
Don't even start, yo. Like, four reels. So that's why I was just like, why being people being so mean? But now I see why. Like, this is what you, this is, you set yourself up for it, yo. Like, for real. And you know what, honestly, if he set it up as like, all right, this is a parody, me and a couple of friends, we did this, it took a long time, but you know, we did this, and just post what you think, whatever, people, yes, there would be some douches, but people wouldn't be so hard on it because we know what to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Although I think people do take it a little bit too far. I think that they're treating it like it's the next incarnation of Power Rangers.
And, well, yeah, they shouldn't
you know,
be
it's not
it
like
to
Hollywood.
Any other movie,
yeah.
Like big blockbuster movie. I don't know why people compare it. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
like, what
this
are you
is
doing?
Not Disney's next incarnation. It's not something that was meant to be official Power Rangers universe. It's just a fan.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, people definitely could have been nicer.
You guys
like,
can relax.
It's like, oh, your audio sucks. It's like, oh, your audio sucks. Be like, you know, I really couldn't hear the audio. Here's an idea. You should get, you know, a separate mic and, you know, or try to record the sound separately so that you get cleaner sound or whatever. No, people are like, you sucks, blah. I'm like, chill out.
Yeah, like, some of that's not really
you
necessary.
Did see what it was, right? Like, you did see, like, there was.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
come on.
It's
you
not
did
a
see,
studio,
like, the dudes who like played chicks. Like, you did see.
Right? I got as far as the credits for the first three Rangers.
Yeah, I think about a little after the credits is when I couldn't take anymore. Yeah. And I actually clicked on the link before the actual link that was like describing some completely different incident of like rappelling off buildings. Okay. And it took me a minute to go, oh, this is not about Power Rangers.
Yeah, but I honestly, I clicked on it. I was like, because I know the university. I'm like, all right, I want to see, you know, where, you know, what different locations that they were used or whatever and junk. And, you know, they use their school, which is fine, you know, and they use dudes as chicks, which is comedic.
You know, Lightspeed did it. It's all right.
But then the dudes.
Oh,
but the dudes actually put on the spandex, so you saw the bulge.
Oh,
it, with the girls.
Oh, come on! Like we're not used to that. Come on.
Looks like I picked the right time to stop watching.
See,
you know. Oh, and then the fight scenes and junk—they were like forever.
Was there mad putty action?
No, I wish. No. Is this one dude with like a construction hat and like
what?
A mask?
Excuse
oh,
me.
A Halloween mask?
Was there an Indian? I don't know.
No. And the police officer?
Come on, they're Jewish. They're Jewish. Come on now. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
But no, that was their monster of the day. And they were fighting that guy. And then that guy turned into the Frankenstein monster. Because, like, they intercut, like, real show footage with
their... did they do that? I noticed they did that with the opening, and I thought that's where it was just going to stop. But...
No. They, like, the Zords and stuff. And
no.
Yeah, they did. That's what they did. So, yeah, I don't know why this caught my eye or whatever. I just thought that the thread was hilarious, and I did. It was something to be no, you know why? Because I noticed there's a lot of fan, not necessarily Power Rangers, but there's a lot of fan films coming out.
Yeah.
Or recently came out.
Yeah.
So it was like the
There was like a Street Fighter one, yeah.
The Street Fighter one.
There were two Street Fighter ones.
The two Street Fighter ones?
Oh boy.
That came out.
One just wasn't enough.
Have you seen the Street Fighter one, Jer?
Nope.
Then you should be
quiet.
And check it out.
I don't want to. I don't want to check it out. Make me check it out.
But it's everything you want in a fan film.
Is it? Is it everything I want?
There's accurate costumes.
It's actually.
And the one I saw, actually, the characters went like they were speaking in Japanese for a little bit, and then they switched over to English. It was pretty cool.
Does it include all of my favorite Street Fighter characters?
I can't attest to that. There was three.
Does it include Blanca?
Thankfully, no. Because
then it is an instant failure.
It's a fan film, and I don't want to know what they... I mean, the film didn't do Blanca any justice way back with Jean-Claude Van Damme and that whole cast, so let's not even...
Does
it include Vega?
Okay, there's the link. It is 3 minutes and 12 seconds. I will wait.
I don't want to watch it. Don't make me watch it.
It's 3 minutes.
Oh, this is the one I saw.
And 12 seconds.
It's actually not terrible. I mean,
it's nice. It's open-ended.
I will wait.
It's open-ended.
It leaves you wanting more.
In case you have so many Street Fighter-related questions.
3 minutes, 12 seconds.
It's kind of like a teaser trailer, basically.
Go.
Is it better than that Mega Man trailer I saw a few years ago?
If you don't watch the Street Fighter thing right now, I will come after you. No, not even. I will send out the Predator after you. Predator.
Lisa, I think we're going to have a dance-off.
Oreos. No, it's really short. You just watch it.
And it's nice. There's actually special effects, and there's decent fighting. It's good.
Yeah. Special effects or
special effects? Just watch it! Oh my goodness! Just watch the thing.
Like this would be a fan film that we want made because there is like CG and there's stunts.
Ryu looks a little puny. He looks like he needs some P90X.
Stupid.
Everybody keeps talking about that. I feel pressured.
I know.
Don't do it. It's crazy hard.
Is it crazy hard?
It is crazy hard.
Yeah, it's
like,
you know,
they're ripping you in 90 days, so yeah, it's gotta be.
It's got like a super strict diet, and like all you're doing all day is just crazy, like fast moves. And
yeah, a ninja.
Be a ninja.
Wow. Your first step to be a ninja is you need to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
Apparently.
I need to keep going. Oh.
I like all the leaves billowing in the distance.
It does look pretty, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Oh, there's CG. There's the lightning.
It's not as cool as five Jewish guys being Power Rangers.
Did they have lightning?
Oh, they had some kind of lightning. It was, no. Did they? No.
Some kind of.
It was.
Something. I should watch it. How long is it?
15? It's 15 minutes.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't watch
God,
it. Right
no.
Now.
I would rather rewatch Linkara's review of Turbo than.
Oh, you're into that, are you?
You're into like it's some like sick. Like, so you're into that? I didn't know you were.
Yeah, I thought I knew you, Jer.
his turbo review is not the best.
I give you guys credit. I give you guys credit for actually keeping up with it because I just stopped. I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm alright. What did he say this time?
They're progressively getting worse. His reviews.
No, they're not.
They actually are.
I saw that on Jer's entry for it that it split into two videos this time, and I'm like, oh, no, didn't.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, the first one is mainly it's the movie and like up to the passing of the torch.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so he tells you
stuff by cast.
He takes he says I'm going to quickly go through the movie, and then he takes the time to tell you the entire movie.
Well, that's good.
The plot of it. I mean, yeah,
it's very thorough.
He's very thorough with the movie.
Yeah,
ridiculously thorough.
I mean, it's kind of important. I mean, unlike the first movie, which is kind of fun, but obviously it has no bearing on the series.
Man, I really like the Turbo movie. I don't know why people hate on the Turbo movie. It was good.
Because it was Turbo.
It was alright.
Like, the problem were the powers. Like, I never usually care about powers, but like you went from awesome Zeo to powers. Like,
see, I think that's why I like Turbo is because I'm like, yes, finally those costumes are gone.
I did not like Turbo's costumes. Not really, no.
I love it.
I agree that the costumes were probably some of the worst.
In Turbo?
Turbo easily had some of the worst costumes. Too busy.
Yes.
We had this discussion. They're not too busy. I don't even know where the helmet is.
Chromed out, and they have headlights, and they have those friggin' little black lines all over the costume for some reason.
It's awesome.
And then seeing the helmet in person, yeah, no, it makes it worse.
And then
when you see a helmet in person, you're like in awe. You're like, wow. This one is just like,
ooh, take that back.
Yeah, no.
I like the helmets.
They see me more fitted. They hate him.
Yeah. So fine. Okay, I can understand why he put it into two parts because he was going over the movie. I get that. All right, there's no problem.
And then you switch to space with like the simplest costumes ever, and they're awesome.
Yeah, space costumes are really awesome.
Really, yeah, they are.
They're good.
I love them.
The helmets are awesome.
I have
no problem with the plain white gloves and the plain white boots. That was okay.
That was very clean.
That was okay. I wasn't a huge fan of the little chesticles.
Those are kind of strange.
Because you can't be a man walking around with a big pink square on your chest. That ain't cool.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
That was very minor, but let me tell you, it was such an upgrade. Upgrade! Just saying. But yeah, no, what else was in the Turbo thing that he did?
Everything? I don't know.
Way too much moaning about the switchover.
Well, it's kind of a huge deal.
It is.
For a lot of fans, I mean. It's a big, like, getting rid of, like, the cast that's been around for years, mostly. You know, it's a big, like, completely getting rid of them. Not just like, yeah. Oh, okay, we're trading in Kim for Kat.
It actually turned me off completely when it first happened.
It turned off a lot of people. So it is
not me. Not me.
Wow. I wonder why. But no, for real, it was, I mean, that's when all my friends, everybody, we stopped. It was done.
Oh,
it was done. I didn't watch PR since.
I didn't quit until Wild Force. That's when I quit. I quit.
And then, like, you know, every like premiere you watch to see, and I'm like, oh, look, serious season, horrible actors, bye.
I did that too, actually. I don't know why Space didn't impress me as much, because they had all those villains in the premiere. They had everything.
So you tell me it took you a long time to start loving TJ? Is that the thing?
Yeah, I actually went away for a long time, because I came back for the premiere of Space, and I was like, eh, forget it. Where and then I came back for the premiere of Galaxy, and I was like, eh, forget it. Mm-hmm. And then it was, what was it? It was the episode with the little hat, the skull hand puppet in Lost Galaxy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I watched that for some reason, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the most hilarious thing. I miss you, Power Rangers. So I came back for that, and then I had to come back and find out what happened in Space.
Yeah. I don't know, that was weird. Yeah. Like Space, like, drew me in, yet typically I hate shows set in space for some reason.
Space was great.
Space was not real.
I hate Star Trek. I'm not a huge fan of Star Wars. Most of these space shows I do not like, but for some reason Power Rangers in Space, I'm like, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Well, maybe because it wasn't really that much
Power Rangers.
Space.
What? They were in space all the time.
They were in space all, but did they battle stuff in space? They
yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes. They did.
Quite I mean, point. Space meaning on planets, but like it was.
Yeah.
They were constantly on like alien planets fighting.
Oh, well, alien planet. Yeah.
Yeah. It was only the sky.
It was only during the initial like dozen episodes or so where they spent much time on Earth.
Oh, that's what I'm remembering. Because I'm just like, they were on Earth a lot of time.
Yeah, but they had those wacky episodes where, like, oh, we need to refuel, so we got to go to the surf spot and have Andros eat a banana.
Yes. Astronomer a lot of times would be like, oh, well, they're ruining my plan. Send somebody to Earth just to distract them, so they would have to go back to Earth.
I see.
And then they brought in Adele, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. My name is Adele.
My fries are irresistible.
We didn't
go over these fries. You will eat the fries.
Did they explain what happened to, what's his name?
Lieutenant Stone?
Yeah, I guess it was Lieutenant Stone at that point.
He went to help Ernie build a bridge.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, he went to help Ernie, yeah.
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 Wait, what?
No,
I mean,
we're serious. Really? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Exactly. But I mean, they explained it.
They said 100%. He went to help Ernie build a bridge.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
They didn't say it.
Yes, they did. Don't lie.
No, they didn't.
Anyway. Stupid.
And then Vulcan Skull went to Professor Phenomenus. That was crazy.
Perhaps to the untrained eye.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That was the point where I finally actually started responding to some of the comedy with Vulcan Skull. Because up until that point, I didn't even see them as people. Like they were just annoyances that I just wanted to go away. And I still kind of felt like that on Space, but what was great about Space was that they actually didn't have them in every single episode. So it didn't feel like they were like intruding, you know, every time they showed up to screw up the story.
Yeah.
It was in moderation, so I liked it. Or liked it more, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know what? You know what? You hated on Detective Bumps and Skull.
What is that about?
You need to sit your butt down.
It was a whole nother show, though. It was just like...
No, it wasn't. They were more involved with the Rangers and their, you know, Rangerdom. NCO, they're more than any other. Just like...
Well, that's I guess true. I need to go back and watch it then, because I don't remember it.
They helped save an entire planet.
In Zeo. That was season 2. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That was Zeo.
I'm thinking of the other thing.
The other thing?
When they saved the planet. Oh no, not never mind.
That's like the one like major thing where people say whenever somebody says Vulcan Skull were useless, they're always like, "But they saved the planet." I'm like, "Well, yeah, once. I mean, out of like 700 episodes, like what's? I mean,
they were detectives.
Every character
they were
does
always
once.
They were well, always saving people from themselves.
Well, now you know how I feel when people say, "What? No, Wild Force didn't suck. It had Master's Last Stand."
All I know is that
you saw that, didn't you?
I did see that.
But all I'm saying is that Vulcan Skull were less useless in Zeo than all those others. For real, like they actually became people. Like,
and what about the time they solved the crime of the fruitcake? Hello.
No.
It's like another red thing. Oh look, another green thing.
Then Bulk eats it.
Another red thing.
Was that? That was in the holiday episode.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, the lost holiday episode. The one that no one will ever hear. Ever.
No.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I have never forgotten. Never.
This Christmas, we'll get on it.
Never forget. Never forget.
Round two. No, but yeah, I mean... Yeah, watch Zeo again. Watch Zeo. They were in a lot of episodes, but they are still not as annoying as before.
To be fair, they were never annoying. Oh. Come on now.
Yes, yes, they were.
They were never annoying. They were always excellent
Season
parts of the show.
One, I wanted to like beat my own skull. Like for real.
They were
not
jokes.
Not until they became cops. I'm like, all right, you know.
I think I like them most as cops.
Step in the right direction, at least.
You know?
No love for them trying to find the Ranger's secret identities?
No. Well, I kind of like that because they had a purpose then.
Right.
Because in season one, they had no purpose at all. No. But I think in season three, I think once they became aware of the fact that they were always centered in the monster attacks, I really like that.
Basically.
Yeah, and I felt really bad. Like that one time when they got the tape that would have told them the Rangers' identities, and then Jason steals the tape. I'm like, you know what? F*** you, Jason. They beat you. No. Act like a man and take
honestly, it. Honestly, that was the one I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to find out? Like for real, when I watched it, I was like, no, wait, no, what's going to happen? But then, you know.
Man.
And then they don't.
Rangers pissed me off. Those stupid Rangers.
Oh, and then the thing where they had the cement, and then they're like, we got the footprints.
Yes! They had it. They succeeded so many times.
Well, no, they didn't succeed. That,
yes,
that's
they did.
They were so close to success.
They were always failed.
Over and over again, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I love it. I love it. But... Yeah, like those as like season one is but then as they slowly progress, I'm like they got less annoying and less annoying, and then Zeo, and then I stopped watching after Turbo, so because they and then they became monkeys, like what the
Yeah, that was annoying.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah.
And one thing that was pointed out in the review actually, which I forgot completely, was that after the monkey thing, they were turned invisible. Which just reminds me totally of Dino Thunder, where they did the same crap.
that was just for a couple episodes, though.
They turned invisible for one episode, though, so.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
Right, but I was just like, wow. And they did, I mean, and it was like for
Ooh,
the same
continuity,
reasons.
Continuity.
I guess you could say that's a reference, but it's like.
Not to the past.
For the same reasons, like the actors were doing some other crap or whatever. And so, okay, let's figure out a way to keep them in the story, but not really. And so that's what they turn them into something, and then make them invisible, and then they come back. Genius.
God.
I think the monkeys, that was like the worst idea.
Yeah.
Just terrible. Yeah.
Ever. Like, really? Like, ever. And then they involve the monkeys with like some Justin storylines. I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I watching the show?
It's Why? Just like it's like a Michael Jackson party. I don't know. Like, you got Justin, little kid Justin, and you got Bubbles, in there, and this is like, oh god.
Oh my god.
I think the worst part of it was that there was Lieutenant Stone had to adopt him. So basically, they were living at the juice bar the entire time. That's so nasty that chimps would be at the juice bar serving drinks behind the counter.
For real. And then when they went outside, Lieutenant Stone is like, "What are you guys doing outside?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, they're monkeys."
It's like, why are you? Yeah, like, why are you treating them like
these babies?
Gosh.
What the hell?
Oh my gosh! Turbo was messed up.
Oh, and then he spends part of his review trying to tell us that Justin doesn't suck.
What?
Yeah,
Justin doesn't. He doesn't.
He
suck.
Does. He really, really.
He
does.
He was a perfect little kid. That equals suck. I'm sorry.
Well, uh-huh. That's kind of the problem.
But no, he wasn't perfect because he was going to use his powers against the bullies.
Oh, please.
That was awesome.
Police.
It doesn't count if it's one episode.
Mm-hmm. And he could do it. Therefore.
He was close. He was close.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. I wish he did. I wish he made a mistake.
No, that would have been awesome.
Would have been like, wow, a kid I can relate to. A kid who makes a mistake.
Honestly, I think the only thing that kept me going in Turbo after the changeover was that I really, really liked the introduction of TJ and Cassie. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I liked it too. I did.
Me too. I really enjoyed the introduction. I liked the fact that Cassie was annoying to TJ. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it's really Carlos and Ashley who are my problem.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
they have this guy named Andros. So I wasn't going to watch. Okay.
Yeah, I eventually warmed up to Ashley, but Carlos, no. No.
You know? And then they introduced this guy named Zane. Like, really?
Oh, my God.
And we? No.
We get it. You're gay.
Shut up.
What about him? Is...
Oh, he's so gay. Zane
I mean,
is so
he's,
gay.
Oh, please, he's hooking up with Astronema. He's
or
doing
trying
his thing
to, because she keeps burning him, literally.
Uh-huh.
Literally.
He just wanted a beard.
Well, I mean, I guess he wanted two beards then with Ashley, right?
Everybody's hooking up with Ashley.
Well,
gay,
that's
straight,
true, but...
animal, vegetable, mineral, it doesn't matter.
Well, you know,
she's gonna have that dog.
You're gonna hook up with Ashley, and she's gonna take your car.
I'm sorry, but
that's all there is to it.
But from behind, Ashley and Andros, they look kind of the same.
I thought you were going somewhere different with that when you said from behind. I was like, what?
We know.
Well, Zane's going somewhere different.
Hey. Andros found something to do with that banana.
Wow.
That's right. Double ender.
Double fist.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah, that Turbo review. Anything else that, besides him trying to defend Justin? What is he saying trying to defend Justin?
No, just that he's not as bad as some people say he is. And he's like, it started this whole huge debate about, like, how some people say Turbo sucks based solely on the fact that Justin was in it.
Which I can kind of see.
Nah,
but go ahead.
I don't agree with that. I think Turbo has plenty problems regardless of Justin. Like, it's not like he's like the whole
but
reason.
But the problem is that when he got introduced, 50 million episodes were all about Justin.
Therefore,
when you have 50 million episodes about Justin, and the character's not that great.
Yeah.
That's why people are gonna, you know.
Right. But I'm just saying, like...
More
like,
episodes about Adam.
Right. Well,
that's
right.
True.
I mean, we just got through talking about, like, what's his name? Or what their names? Bulk and Skull turning into chimps. I mean, there are things that are wrong with Turbo.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Turbo is not, like, a favorite season of mine. It's not even in, the, you know, the top half. But it's not horrible by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's great.
It's pretty it's pretty fun. I mean, it's pretty fun despite all its faults.
There are a couple of Turbo episodes where I'm like, "What?" Like, you know, there was one episode where I don't remember watching at all when it came out. At all. It was like...
Oh, yeah, me too.
With Adam and with like the hieroglyphic thing.
Yes, that's the one too. That's mine too.
I was like, dude, I've never seen... When I was like, I mean, I was downloading episodes like recently. And then I was like, wait. I've never seen this episode. I have
Like a,
never.
yeah, like a year ago, I was marathoning. I'm like, okay, this episode is brand effing new.
Brand.
There's no way I've seen this
new.
Before.
I don't think it aired on television. I'm just saying. I'll put it up there.
Was there like something in it that could be seen as controversial? Like, I mean, really, like
Justin?
Like,
no, not really.
I don't think
because sometimes they do stuff like that.
And I love the episode. I like it.
I mean, I agree with some of the stuff he says. Like, I mean, I agree. There was nothing remotely threatening about Diva Tox, but I still thought she was hilarious. I don't know what it was.
Well, the detonators were the threatening parts. Because she was setting off bombs, yo. Bombs.
I was not a fan.
Honestly, yeah, the bombs became a silly running gag, but they are kind of threatening.
Yeah. They're bombs, yo.
They're effing bombs. I mean, yeah, it is stupid to set them for like 50 million hours.
Right.
Before they explode.
Exactly. That is dumb.
But that was her downfall.
And then they couldn't call them bombs. They called them detonators.
Detonators, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. You don't have a pulse if you did not love Trouble by the Slice. I'm sorry.
I've never actually seen it.
Yeah, one of the greatest episodes of all time.
Oh my gosh.
Not really.
Oh my gosh.
TJ is here to toss your salad.
I don't think Tristan will like that. He teaser's not wide enough.
That reminds me, by the way, Lisa, Wayne Brady did a great job of hosting Raw.
There you go. You see?
He actually was kind of funny.
Look at that. White bread had jokes. Look at that.
And he took an RKO.
What?
Yes.
Hey now.
He's like, hey Randy Orton, let me shake your hand. Wham.
Look at what? That. Look at that.
It was cute.
So
he's like, I'm a better host than Bob Barker. I'm Bob Darker.
Stupid. Wow. Amazing. Yes. All right. Good times. So, how could I forget this? How could I forget this? The Facebook. The Facebook page.
The reunion thing.
To what? Have a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV cast reunion.
What? Oh, yeah.
JC set up this page.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Where? He set up the page. And I'm going to, like, skim because there's a lot. He says, my next goal is to get all the MMPR actors to do a reunion on TV. Sort of like a fun interview with the cast sharing their memories and what they're up to now. And then please note that he's not suggesting an episode be shot, blah, 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 blah. It would be like a talk show, news show, morning show, late night show kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So he wants to get all of the 9 Mighty Morphin Power Ranger actors together in one night. So that'd be Jace David Frank, Austin St. John, Walter Jones, David Yost, Amy Jo Johnson, Karen Ashley, Johnny Unbosch, Steve Cardenas, and Catherine Sutherland. And what? It would also be cool.
Wait. Where's Delphine? Where's Raja?
You Raja Barudi?
Yes.
Yeah, we need our alien ranger representation.
And
You want the little kids too?
Yes, and they can get a cardboard cutout of Trini.
Oh.
Set her in the background.
Oh. So. No.
Talking about how Rita's probably preparing for Bibba Babble.
Stupid. So, yeah, that's the idea that JC has. And, let me see. I don't know. He says how you can help. Join the group. Have your friends join. And I guess that's it for now on the Facebook. I guess
I've done my part.
Yeah. Can we just get JDF and Austin and David Yost? Just those three. Put them in a room together. Good times.
Well, David Yost and Jason, they text each other. They do. They're friendly.
But they both have a mutual person in common they're not fans of, I guess. Or something. I don't know.
Wait, who hates who?
Wait, who?
I don't know. I think it's a three-way.
A three-way, excuse me.
I know Yosti doesn't like JDF, and I know JDF doesn't like Austin.
But
So.
if Yossi doesn't like JDF, then why would he text JDF wishing him well on crap?
I don't know. I suppose they don't like each other. Two-faced.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. Well,
That's
let's get Yosti on the horn then. That's what we do. We
That's
need to
what we
set up
do.
an
We're pretty
interview.
connected.
That's what we do.
Hey, we can get Dan Ewing at the drop of a hat, so.
So yeah, that makes us
We're awesome.
We're awesome. We're great. We're fantastic. We're unstoppable.
Oh, God.
I know. I just love how I harken back to that conversation out of all of them. But yeah, no, I. What do you guys think? What do you guys think about this? What you think?
I thought that's what
Well, I think
Morphicon
it's
was
fun to see
for.
them all together.
See, but Morphicon, they won't be on TV.
You know what? No offense, but I don't think anybody is looking to book them on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really.
Look, if Jimmy Fallon was so gung ho about getting Saved by the Bell reunion, okay? Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with that. I thought you were going to say if Jimmy Fallon can get a TV show,
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe he'll want the Power Rangers on there.
I'm just saying, the first when I first saw this, I was thinking Jimmy Fallon because he's a geek. He'll admit
Okay.
like he likes the
I
Power
hate him.
Rangers.
I hate that guy so
I know
much.
you hate that
Do
guy
you?
so much, but he's the only one that I see who can actually be like, "Yo, yeah, that's kind of cool. Let's get them together." And then he'll like do this whole spiel over nights and nights and nights trying to get it together. Like, Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell. Just saying.
That would be cool.
I don't know.
I'm just really jaded, I guess. I just don't see anybody really wanting it, but I would like it myself, so.
I feel like if it happened, it would be greater emphasis on the original casts. I mean, original, and if you're not original, like Kimberly,
Like the
Jason.
first six.
The first
Yeah.
five?
Well,
Yeah, first
well,
five.
well,
And
then
first six,
the
yeah.
first six, but it would be the first five because
With
one of them is kind of
heavy.
yeah, no.
Well, yeah.
How much is the first four?
Heavy emphasis on Tommy. Oh, please. Tommy would be like the freaking star of the show. Nobody would recognize, you know.
He's far too busy. Just ask him.
Well,
He
he just
doesn't.
had a fight. He's
He just he
busy.
did have a fight. And he won that fight, actually.
Wow, he fought another nobody. Yay.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
Undefeated against
20,
losers.
23 seconds. Whoa!
Too
23.
fast.
Too fast. You need a face. Actually, the dude kind of fell on his knee. Looked like it.
Did he really? Oh, I haven't even watched
Kind of looked like that. So yeah, looked more like a fluke accident than an actual thing, but whatever. It was a win.
Great.
And I read that the
Yay.
guy's only 19, and I'm like, oh, he's beating
I
up
don't,
children.
but no, I don't think he's 19. I think people were speculating he's 19.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You know what? Just call me when the next match is JDF versus Brock Lesnar, okay? I'll watch that.
Yeah, I honestly, again, I want to watch a fight where, you know, it goes past the first round. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we need some drama.
I would kill to see JDF versus Brock Lesnar. That would be the greatest thing of all time. Oh, that would be so awesome. JDF would get his face pounded in so quickly.
But Brock Lesnar is like a super duper heavyweight though, isn't it?
Brock Lesnar's brick house. Yeah, he will kill you.
So they wouldn't even be in the same
I
freaking
don't care. Do it.
Stupid.
Effing make
Do
it
it.
happen.
Have JDF start eating some more of Rita's pitas. And then he will be ready and he will get killed.
Snap. Nah, I think because Jason was saying that he wanted to drop down to 185, which is good. Okay.
because he's scared of Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
Scared. He's
Anyway.
running. He's running.
No.
Dude's running.
Doesn't have to run. Doesn't have to run. Okay, he's starting slow. All right, he's starting slow, trying to build up. All right. He don't need to be attacking no big dudes right now.
Hey,
He don't need to be attacking no big names right now. Okay.
he couldn't even take on Ken Shamrock at this point.
Like I said, he needs to chill out, start slow, do his thing. That's all he needs to do.
How about Kimbo Slice?
Kimbo Slice, yo. Kimbo Slice is crazy. That's the problem.
But Kimbo Slice has a glass jaw, so JDF might be able to win that one.
Maybe it'll fall on his knee.
he actually might. Because Kimbo Slice is big, scary looking, but like he never really had much formal training.
Right.
Oh, really?
So it's
he's
possible
a street
to
fighter.
Take him down. Yeah, it's possible. It's pretty possible to take him down if you're good.
Well, yeah,
he's still a scary man.
He's a scary black man.
Yes, large
black. I'm sold.
with an even larger beard.
For real, yo. He. I'm telling you, if we looking for Osama, you need to look in Kimbo Slice's beard, yo. For real.
Mm-mm. JDF is jealous of that beard. he can only get chin pubes. He cannot. He can't rock that.
JDF. Anyway. But back to the reunion. I think. See, Jimmy Fallon, he's geeky enough. Nobody cares about Jay Leno. Nobody, he won't do that crap. Let me see, daytime. I mean,
I really have a hard time visualizing where it would go. Unless it's like its own independent thing, but I don't know which channel would air it.
G4.
You think so?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
If they stop making fun of it, that would be nice.
Oh, they make fun of it?
Attack of the Show, every time they try to, you know.
They could have Pereira talk to him. That'd be fascinating.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm trying to think of other shows that, like...
They will all guest star on Flashpoint.
They will all guest star on Flashpoint.
Yes.
I'm gonna say a mean joke.
What about
but
there?
Gonna do that.
Hey, there was an episode of 30 Rock where Tina Fey decided to try to reunite the entire cast of Night Court, and she did it.
No.
Yes.
What a weird project.
Yes.
Night Court was awesome.
They got the entire cast of Night Court back together.
That is awesome. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I love Night Court.
Mm-hmm. Good old 30 Rock. That's what they do.
You know what? They need to... we need to get the Rangers on 30 Rock.
And this week on 30 Rock, they had Buzz Aldrin, and he was yelling at the moon.
Oh, my God.
He was shaking his fist. He's like, I walked on you. I own you.
holy crap balls. But no, dude, JC, he really feels like he can get this done. You know,
I think you can.
So
I think the problem would be getting Amy, but other than that, they ain't busy.
Oh wow! They busy.
David Yost is in movies
that he filmed 10 years ago.
Degenerate. He's a degenerate. Did we lose Tristan again?
No.
No. Yep. I just heard a disgust. There we go.
A what?
I heard a
exactly. I call that a disgust.
Anyway.
Yep, there you go again.
I guess.
Amazing.
But yeah, sadly though, they really aren't that busy. I mean, the most busy people are friggin' Johnny Young Bosch and Amy Jo Johnson, so
Well, JDF just finished the movie and then he went to a fight and now he has another fight the 22nd.
And he's got all those businesses.
Yes, and he's blown up YouTubes. Flown up the YouTubes.
Yes, he has a clothing line. He's got businesses.
Oh, my God. Anybody can have a clothing line.
I want a clothing line.
But no.
You should get your own clothing line.
The thing is
I'm going to open a cafe press. I'm going to draw stuff.
The thing is that normally people would just be like, oh, yeah, I have a clothing line. They just sign off on stuff. But, like, he actually goes down to the warehouse and there's this and blah, this and blah.
Oh, does he look at the samples?
Goes down to the warehouse
and has like boxes like of crap in his house, like, and mails them out himself. Like, it's not just like,
well, you are convincing me. He mails them out himself. Good for him.
I'm just saying that he's multifaceted and
it's a very booming business when you have to mail it out yourself.
Well, when he first started, he did. And then, like, people were getting so many orders that, like, he had to get a freaking warehouse. I mean...
Are people really buying Jesus Didn't Tap crap?
Yeah, actually, yes.
What have you bought so far?
Nothing. It's overpriced. It's overpriced. You, don't know.
Lisa, did you get a Jesus Didn't Tap Snuggie?
You know what? You know what? If someone got me, I don't like Snuggies. I hate Snuggies. I think they're an abomination to society. But if someone got me a Jesus Didn't Tap Snuggie, I will wear that out, yo. Wear it out.
Even if it was that creepy Snuggie with a hole for a baby's head?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing. Hmm. So funny. That's so funny. But Jesus Didn't Tap, look. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But of course, all other clothing lines, a little bit overpriced, a little bit, you know. Like, I saw a Bible on there that was like whoa. Too much money.
Is it like a customized Bible?
Nice. It's a nice looking Bible. I forgot how much it was, but like, it was too much money. I was like, nah, that's okay. I got 5 billion at home. I'm good. I got Jesus.
Well, like after every single verse, it like tells you how to apply a submission hold or something or what? What's special about a Jesus Didn't Tap Bible?
It has a little engraving that says Jesus Didn't Tap on the cover. It's nice. It's nice. It looks pretty. Okay.
Do they replace the line Jesus wept with Jesus Didn't Tap? Because that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
That would be so cool. It's like, you know, you have like the NIV and you have the King James version. You got the JDT version.
Wow.
Amazing.
Part of me really wants to go like grab a page of the Bible and then rewrite it right now.
Yes.
Slight alterations.
Yes. With like JDT-isms and JDF-isms. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do it.
And on the eighth day, God created JDF. That would be kind of awesome, I gotta admit.
Oh god, like there has somebody has to make a website now. That's all.
For real. And then hopefully like some other nerds won't like try to claim that as their idea. Just saying. Just saying.
Man, that was awesome when we made that.
For reals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that found a picture. Then you put your Jer-isms. And then Three Ninja's like, hey, I did all this. I'm like, you know what, effort? Like, you can have it. It's done. It's done.
Mm-hmm. They killed our joke. Like all jokes get killed.
But this? What? I'm telling you. The JDT version.
Ah, oh, that would be sweet.
Hook it up. See, in the beginning is the word, and the word was with JDF.
No.
It's like, yeah.
And then, although we are going to have to take out the part that says man should not lie down with another man. The JDT version does not believe in that. Man may lay down with another man if you are practicing martial arts.
No, it's like, no. It's like, yeah.
It's like, sharing a water bottle.
Man shall not lie down with another man unless initials are ASJ. Just saying.
What? I'm fine with that.
It's okay.
Oh, love it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Good effing times.